Good evening, young disciples. It is very good to be with you, and this is the first time that I've seen YD Campfire looking like this. And with so many people, you're almost a little bit scary. This week, we are going to be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. As you know, and we'll be pulling some very neat things from it. But before we do, I realize I should probably tell you just a little bit about myself. Some of you may not know. I have a family. I have a beautiful wife and three children. My daughter is turning 9 this week. My son is 5, and I have another son, age 1. So our house is very, very busy right now. And yes. It's good to be here with you. What is your memory text? I just heard you practicing, right? So for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined where? In our hearts. To give of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But that's what's the next word? But. We have this what? Where at? In earthen vessels. So we're going to be learning a little bit about that tonight and then tying in a little bit with our song that you've probably been singing already. Do you mind if I just ask the Holy Spirit to make sure I am connected with him at this time? Father in heaven, I ask that you would have mercy on my mouth, that you would speak through me, and that you would give us the gift of hearing today. In Jesus' name, amen. I was walking down a street colportering, and I was holding my books like this. I used to hold my books like this. And it was so hot that I think I sweated through the back cover of a book, which is not a good sign because that means that book was on my arm for too long. Isn't that right, Mr. Pruitt? And then as I was walking, I went like this with my finger, and all the sweat came off in these big drips. And I was sitting there thinking of how hard it was for me to be colportering when other people were in swimming pools. And maybe it'd not be a good way of thinking of it, but sometimes it was so hot I was wishing I was swimming instead of colportering. And as I was thinking such bad thoughts, all of a sudden, a song came to my mind that some friends had taught me from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's a nice part, but the part that hit me was this. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he didn't do what? Those of you who know the passage. He didn't open his mouth. So Jesus was quiet and didn't murmur when he was going through terrible things. And here I am with a full belly, with friends, a great school, great family, and I'm complaining because it's what? Hot outside, which it may get a little hot this week. I heard last week, was it hot last week? Yeah, I know. I was checking the temperature and I was longing to be here this week. So I'm looking forward to it. So I was complaining because it was hot outside, and what was I supposed to be doing? Colportering. How should you colporter? I used to say smile, pray, and be positive, right? Three very important things. If you have your Bibles, could you turn with me to the book of Acts? Acts chapter 13. And we're just going to spend just a little bit of time this evening looking at a story from the Bible, and then I will share a story from a modern-day missionary. Acts chapter 13. And we find out that Paul is on his first missionary journey. And it says here in Acts chapter 13 and verse 42, and I'm skipping a little bit into the story. Paul has preached, and he says, When the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that those words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Now, notice verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost how much? The whole city together to hear the word of God. Would you say that Paul was having success in his ministry? Absolutely. The whole city came to hear him and Barnabas preach. Then it says, but the Jews, when they saw the multitudes, were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And all of a sudden, you'll find out that they were expelled from the city and kicked out. Then in chapter 14, verse 1, it says they went to Iconium. And you know what happened there? The city was divided in verse 4, and they were asked to leave again. And then, chapter 14 and verse 8, they went to another city. A man at Lystra was there, and he was impotent in his feet. You know what that means? His feet weren't able to do what they needed to do. What are feet supposed to do? Walk. So he couldn't walk. The Bible goes on and says he was a cripple from his mother's womb and had never walked. He heals him, and then something happens. People start worshiping Paul and saying, "You are a god," and they make sacrifice to him. Very interesting scenario. Here we have Paul. He's been kicked out of two cities. Now he comes to Lystra, and now they're worshiping him if he's a god. Is that success or not success? You're not sure how you want to answer that. Was it success to have people thinking you're a god? No. Was it success that people were interested in God? Yes. So there's a mixture. Eventually, they got angry with Paul because Paul said, "We are not gods," and they kicked them out and stoned them. Did Paul have success on his first missionary journey? He was kicked out of one town, kicked out of another town, and stoned in another. Did he have success in his first missionary journey? I didn't hear you. Yes or no? Yes. That's kind of weird. How can you have success when you're treated cruelly for doing the right thing? Is that success? Can that be success? I'd like to share a thought with you, and I'm trying desperately to remember because I was trying to say it over and over to myself while I was driving. If when I'm sharing, isn't that terrible when that happens? When I'm sharing the gospel, and it's difficult. If sharing the gospel is difficult for you, it's then that the picture of God is true. Can you try that with me? That way, if I forget it tomorrow night, you can help me, right? If when sharing the gospel, it's difficult for you, it is then that the picture of God is true. Let's try one more time. If when sharing the gospel is difficult for you, it's then that the picture of God is true. Or I say the picture of Jesus is true. Okay? Somehow, when things are difficult, it's then that that the picture of God is more clearly seen. She's a neat lady. Her name is Helen. Helen has been in ministry for 30 years, and she works in a country called Thailand. Well, that's where she works now. But her first place where she worked was in a place called Burma. Well, Myanmar. She loved working there. Her goal was to run a school. So when she was 40-ish years old, 42, 43, she went to Burma, started teaching. Then she was working specifically with a group of people called the Karen. As she was working with them, having a great time working with them, there was some civil war. She had to move out, and there was a refugee camp just across the border in a place called Thailand. She decided that she was going to continue working there, and she's been working there now. She's in her 70s. She's been there for 30-some years. Just a really neat lady. Well, life has not been easy. In fact, I just got an email from her, and she was sharing some of the things that were happening. There are some bad people in camp. It's a refugee camp with 50,000 people in it. That's a lot of people. It's within, I think, 3 or 4 square kilometers, so it's not a lot of space. No one has a job there, and so people just kind of hang out and do nothing. And when people hang out and do nothing, you know what happens? They start getting in trouble. And that's what you see happening in this refugee camp. Well, Helen found out that somebody was trying to break into the dorm where the girls were staying. In fact, they were successful. They sprayed some spray that makes people go to sleep. So they would spray it, people would go to sleep, and they wouldn't wake up easily, and then they would go in and they would rob things. Well, they found out that someone had sprayed, the girls had gone to sleep, and they went in to rob, and then one of the robbers grabbed the leg or foot of one of the girls, and she woke up and she yelled, "Ah!" And when she yelled, instantly the robbers left. And she stayed up, and she held her friend, and they, I don't know if they yelled and cried. I don't know. What do girls do after something like that? You would yell and cry, right? For the next 30 minutes. And then they went back to sleep. And they realized, we need to start doing something, because they went to the police. You know what the police said? The government has no money, so they've taken away all of our funds for the police. And only volunteers are left. So what we're going to do is tell you that you need to take care of yourself. So they built a fence to go around their school, and then they hired teachers to protect. And the teachers have these big spotlights, big like minor spotlights, and they also have sticks that they can use to defend. People who come and rob sometimes are a little bit, what's the right word? They're not brave. They're kind of cowardly. That's the word I was after. And so when they see someone who's there, they don't come around them. Well, this is what Helen is seeing. And these are some of the difficulties that she was facing. Then she found out that there's a lot of people whose parents, because they don't have work, they're starting to drink and do things like that. And Helen is like, what can I do for my children? She now has 900 people, 890 people in her school. Is things easy for Helen? No, she had to go and get a surgery and got to a point where she could barely walk. She lives in a house where, well, it's not like the houses that you and I live at. I just say our accommodations at camp are nicer than the house that she lives in. Is things easy for Helen? No, but some really neat things are happening. Some of her students graduated from school with very high honors, and they went on to university with sponsorships so they could go for free. It's pretty neat. They're refugees. They're not allowed out of the camp. They don't have jobs. And yet, because Helen is willing to work hard when things are difficult, what happens? She's helping young people have a great new chance at life. If when sharing the gospel is difficult for you, it's then that the picture of Jesus is true. This week, we're going to be looking a lot at what it means. We'll be looking at other stories of different people, be sharing stories from the Bible. But let's remember, God has a calling for each one of us. Sometimes it's easy to share the gospel, and sometimes it's not easy to share. But we want to learn, let Jesus in our hearts. And when he shares, and we share the picture, even when it's difficult, that's when the picture of Jesus is most pure. That's when it's most true. Would you like to do that, young disciples? Can we pray together as we close up? Father in heaven, we are thankful that we can come together here at Young Disciple Camp. We thank you for the story of Paul and especially of Helen tonight. We pray that you would help us to be faithful and true even when things are difficult, and then people will see Jesus in a special way. We thank you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.